Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, hey, friends, it's Monday night. We're sure glad to see you. It's Raising Expectations time for this week's program. And we're certainly glad that you're with us tonight. We look forward to being with you each week. And thanks for the cards and the notes on the email and text that you share with me. It's great to hear what's going on in your lives. And it's great to know God's at work. Very quickly, you all know about our team, who we are. It's been like 5 years together now, and these people bless my life. We're all born-again believers. We believe that God is who he says he is. Therefore, since he's God, he's going to do what he says he's going to do, and he proved that when he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. And what does that mean? I think I heard that phrase, Joe. What does it have to do with me? Really simple. Get the two biggest questions we get asked every day answered in one fell swoop. What's happening while I'm here, and where am I going when I'm gone? What's going to happen when you're here? God's Holy Spirit's going to come into your life when you believe him and put your faith in his Son. And when that begins to happen, as a born-again Christian, a Christ follower, he begins to work his plan in your life. And wow, that's exciting. I only have one thing to say in that. It's not in the Greek, but if it is, it would be something like this. Strap in and hold on, because he's got some great plans for your life, and you are so important to him. Secondly, everybody says, what's going to happen in the end of time? What's going to happen in the end of my life? I tell you what, he tells us in John chapter 14, what he did, why he did it, when he's coming, and how it's all going to come about. We know where we're going. So that's the important thing. Two big questions answered in one fell swoop. That's how much God loves you. That's why we're here every week. I want to share very quickly our team with you. You know that many of you ask each week, now, who is that one again? Who is this one? So very quickly, I'm going to share with you, if we look at our team, they are wonderful people. They bless my life. I've been a pastor 55 years, and they've never had anybody touch my life like these people. They're such a blessing. All the way out on the West Coast, we have, and by the way, on the West Coast, let's go there first. That would be Dr. Paul Hall, and there he is. He is on a very special occasion tonight. It's his wife's birthday, so we're excited for them, as he and Kelly will be on a very special dinner tonight. We're just thankful for him. God bless you both. We missed you tonight, but Paul's a retired pastor, been my friend 55 years, and he's loved and respected and honored as a Bible professor, teacher, pastor, and counselor to people all over the Santa Barbara, California area. He's in Lompoc, California, and that's where they live at this time. And so if we go to the East Coast, the South part of the East Coast, or the North part of the South, whichever you want to call it, you would find there in the city of Dalton, Georgia, Steph Thayer and her husband, Dr. Craig Thayer. And Steph on the right here, this gal is incredible. The man on the right will tell you that. She loves the Lord. Her life is an open book. It's a testimony. What she has done with her life, she is a health specialist, but more than that, she's even become a counselor to ladies all the way across the nation. They call her for everything. On our website first, bbsradio.com/raising expectations, bbsradio.com/raising expectations, you'll find the story of these wonderful folks, and you can read about them, and you'll find her website right there called Live Your Life Out Loud. And that is all about what Stephanie does there. You'll find it right on the website there, Steph, and you'll find the things that she does in her life, how she blesses people. These gals talk to her and read about what she's doing. And she's a friend to them. And being friends, she gets the message of what God's doing in their lives. You want to scroll through her site, Live Life Out Loud. Check her resources, the things that she shares. There's great things all the time on Instagram, Facebook each week. My daughter, who's, I think, never give your daughter's age, but let's just say she's under 50, past 40, and she loves to follow it every week. So I know she looks forward to seeing that. That was close. But Stephanie is also the proud mother of, tell them, Steph.
Oh, we have a All-American in water polo. We just found out today. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? And yeah, that's it. That's it, Ron. We're cheering. And that he takes after his dad, who is the man on her left, who she's done a great job developing in life. I always like to say that. I was like, thank you.
Still in training. Still in training.
Still in training. Yeah. Dr. Thayer is, he's one of the greatest surgeons you'll ever know because he loves God and it always shows. I love it. The first time I met him, he said, these are my hands, Lord. He's scrubbing down for surgery. Bless them. Use them somehow to save this person's life and what is needed. Give me guidance from above. That's the kind of surgeon I like to have in my life as a surgeon and as my friend. And he's a great man. He's also an author now. And as they work together in life, as a surgeon, they've been missionaries and they've gone to the Caribbean and he's been to Africa, I think, serving as a surgeon. Also, his book, I love it, Saved. One Trauma Surgeon's True Accounts of the Miracles of His Life. And you'll love it because he says, finding God in the ordinary. I love that. God works in the ordinary things of life when we need him the most. He's always there. Not always cataclysmic, exciting things. He's in the midst of those too, but he's in the midst of the ordinary where Joe needs to meet him sometimes. And so do you. And you'll find him there because he loves you so much. So you want to get a copy of that from Dr. Greg Thayer, Saved, Finding God in the Ordinary. And just above it on our website, you'll find him on the website, is the third edition of my book, Legitimate Faith, Producing Authentic Hope. That's a hope that works and a hope you put your faith and trust in. Faith stands for, as you know, forsaking all I trust myself. No, that's not it. Forsaking all I trust my education. No, forsaking all I trust him. And all of a sudden, when he illuminates what I learn, all of a sudden it becomes much deeper. Just like our speaker tonight. This is a very godly woman, very anxious to share with you here in just a few minutes as she speaks to us again. But you'll find the same thing. God blesses and speaks through the things of our lives and helps us to grow this way week after week, month and year after year. So go to our site, bbsradio.com/Raising Expectations, and you'll find on there all about the folks here. Now, also, if we go just a little bit to the west, go west, young man, and stop there in Texas. You can just fly over all the way down, start your approach just over the Mississippi, cover on North Louisiana, land there in Dallas. If you're a fast driver, you can keep going and drop down. But right there in the thriving metropolis of McKinney, you'll find our favorite pastor. You'll find him there in McKinney, Texas, and that is Ron Greer. And Ron comes to us live and direct. That is Ron right there. We love this guy. He's our brother in Christ. We have so much fun, all of us together. And the neat thing is he's spectacular in his knowledge of what's going on in the world. He's been through so much from the Democratic Convention in 68 all the way to through what God's doing in politics of the nation today. He's got such a grasp because God's given him such great insight in all of these areas. And it all stems from his love of God, his love of his family, and his love of the Word of God. And it's just exciting. Every week I look forward to being with these folks. I count them as my dear friends and love them with all my heart. So we come together here raising expectations for each one. Monday night. I try to go through all of them, and must you thank me. You want to find him on our website, Area Director, with his organization, Man in the Mirror. It's out of Florida. He's the area director there in McKinney, Texas, and he speaks for men's conferences, helping men all across the nation. He just does a spectacular job. Ron Greer, you'll want to know him. So go on the website, drop him a line. You can get him right off our website or on theirs also. Take it down and just drop him a line. Let him know you're praying for him, and sometime you might want to know what they think about something, because whatever it is, I promise you God will be in the middle of it. So as we move forward tonight, we're excited to have with us somebody that you've been requesting. And, you know, I try to call every few months, get a little bit of space because this lady is very, very busy. I think she should be right there in the White House. Before you know it, she's going to be serving out of Washington. I know it because of the thing. I wasn't just blessing anything. That was a fly that just went by. I don't know who let it in, but I almost got him. Did you see that? Used to be a day when I could do that. But anyway, you're going to find that Denise Gary Pandel, who was a former candidate for senator here in the state of California. She is our special guest tonight. She's been with us. You have always asked to get her back. It can be done. That's her motto. And I tell you what, she does it. She's from Bakersfield, California. She loves the Lord as her Savior. You see some of her information there. He's going to have the website up. You can find that. It's easy to get a hold of her. She speaks on university and colleges for businesses all over the state of California. She knows California inside and out. She knows the nation inside and out. She is a Middle East specialist. She has a Class 1 clearance with the government. I mean, this lady knows so many things about what's going on, but the greatest thing is she knows the Lord and she cares about people and she loves this nation. That's a 10 out of 10 in our book, and we're glad that she'd be with us tonight. So we're going to give her the right hand of fellowship, which is also a round the world applause, which has a technical name. What is it, Steph?
Round of applause.
Thank you. Round of applause.
It's
From the
from
left to the right, that's it. Denise, welcome to
Boy Scouts.
Raising
Thank you.
Expectations. It's a blessing to have you with us tonight, and everybody's tuned in. They're anxious to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate being with you and your folks tonight. I want to start off with, you asked me what do you want to talk about tonight? And I thought it was important to talk about how we can win going forward. And the way we can win is through messaging. And we think about the 2026 election year coming up just next year. And I think all of us here on tonight's broadcast or podcast want to move the agenda of our Judeo-Christian values and tradition forward. And that's really a conservative agenda that's best reflected by the Republican Party here in the United States. And I want to remind everybody of something that Thomas Jefferson, as everybody knows, was our third president. And he was also the major contributor to the writing of the Declaration of Independence. And he talked about, and I think I'll just read it. We in America do not have government by the majority. Think about that. We do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority of those who participate. So I want to give you a lot of information tonight. Maybe if you're sitting somewhere where you can get out a pen and paper, maybe take some notes about things that you can message, things that you can communicate and share with Democrats and independents and undecideds in your hometown, in your community, at events that you go to, at your church, at your synagogue. Wherever you may go, your family members, Thanksgiving's coming up, things that you can talk about that can inform and hopefully deliver the United States of America back to that place where we're truly a city on a hill. California's got a long way to go. Massachusetts has got a long way to go. Illinois. There's several states in the union that need to get on the right track. So it's up to us to that message. The Thomas Jefferson pointed out that again, it's the majority who participate that tyranny gains a foothold when people of good conscience remain silent. So let's talk about something. So first of all, I wanted you to maybe share out with those that you know about the big, beautiful bill that was passed on July 4th that was signed into law by President Trump. And there's some myths that have been going around the country that the One Big Beautiful Bill is a tax break for billionaires. So, in doing the research on this, one of the things that I found out was that it basically delivers the largest middle and working class tax cut in US history. So, what it's going to do is put about $10,000 back in the pockets of the middle class. That's the working people of America, people
Amen.
like you and I. So that's kind of a big deal. Another myth that I've gotten written down here is it says the Democrats say that the One Big Beautiful Bill takes from the poor to give to the rich. This is the fact. Low-income workers stand to receive the largest percentage reduction in their tax liability. They're expected to take home $7,000 to $10,000 per year for a typical family. It is a pro-family piece of legislation. It gives a $10,000 boost annually to everyday families and expands opportunity zones. What are opportunity zones? Opportunity zones was a measure passed by President Trump during his first term that was ignored by the Biden administration. And what it did was give tax incentives to businesses, small businesses, corporations to go into the poorest areas of America, the poorest towns and cities in each and every state, to bring investment capital into those areas, to bring jobs to the poor working Americans. I also thought it was important to note that the pay increase to our military personnel, those that are keeping America safe around the globe, that increase their salary, their homes, their living conditions, their medical costs are often substandard, and this will go to fix that. It's important about a couple other things. I took this information down, and I thought it was important. Where did it go?
I can have you pause real quick, Denise. You said something about I don't know the term you used, but the pocket areas to invest in. And we actually had a guest on, Scott Turner, that
Not true.
is now appointed by Trump. And he was assisting in the prior presidency with Trump exactly with that. And it's a very good episode to go listen to because it's wonderful what Trump is working on doing in communities that really need help. So I like that you highlighted that. So I just wanted to. And
Opportunity zone. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for confirming that and validating that. So what's really special about that, again, is President Trump is working to incentivize corporate America as well as small businesses once more to have a tax break by going into the poorest areas of America to help the working poor and those that maybe have become so discouraged because they haven't been able to find a job, they can now get a job because those companies are going into that area, again, being incentivized to do so. I thought it was also important that it eliminates the $500 billion of your tax dollars of the Green New Deal subsidies. So, and it liberates our energy dependence on Chinese supply chains. So one of the things that Republicans are doing, like Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is they're building manufacturing companies that can build our own chips, that can do the kinds of things that are necessary so we can build up our own technology and we're not depending on a supply chain from China or our ally, Taiwan, or any other country. It's extremely important to tell Democrats and independents and undecideds that in terms of the medicine, we get almost all of our medicine, antibiotics, cold remedies, cancer-fighting drugs from India and China, and they tend to be substandard, and they tend to as leverage to get what they want from the United States. How important is that? That the President of the United States and the Republicans in the House and the Senate voted for legislation that gives a tremendous tax break to individuals and companies that want to manufacture our own medicine in America. So we're not dependent on possibly a foreign enemy of the United States for life-saving drugs. We need to think about the fact that the Great Big Beautiful Bill provided the national security measures needed to close the border. It's important to tell Democrats and independents that Biden and the Democrats kept saying we needed more bills. We needed more legislation passed in Congress in order to close the border. We never needed that. When I ran for U.S. Senate, one of the things I talked about was Title 8, Section 1132, and other sections within federal law that make it clear that it's illegal to cross the border, just like an American would be arrested in Mexico or Canada or another foreign country. It's illegal to go to any country without a passport, without your papers, right? So you can't come into the United States and think that, unlike every other country around the globe, it's okay. It shouldn't be okay in the United States, just like it's not okay to do so in any other foreign country. So that's important, that we have leadership that is wanting to restore law and order and actually execute and enforce the laws that we currently have on the books. That's very important to everyone's safety, as well as the economy. Think about how much money you're spending as a taxpaying American in your a town or city in your state and in the country to pay for the expense of bringing people to justice. I mean, that's a tax burden.
Huge, the worst.
Money we spend on free medical, free dental, free education, and on it goes. So the tax burden, this frees up tax dollars to be a blessing to and grow and prosper the people of America. For example, I think about supporting energy production. This administration and the Republicans are looking at the tremendously important advancements they've made in nuclear energy development. It is so safe, it is so clean, like coal. Coal is so safe and so clean, it's extremely clean. Natural gas, oil exploration, making it possible to get for companies to get the permits they need. I just was listening to a Republican senator just this last week talking about how the big corporate banks of America have shut down any financing to companies that are involved in energy development. Again, legislation is being introduced, and I believe it will be passed, but we've got to elect Republicans to pursue economic growth and prosperity and safety for every American. I also wanted to point out that this great big beautiful bill ends the foreign control over American tax dollars. Under the Biden administration, there was a global tax that applied to Americans that he endorsed that sent hundreds of billions of our taxpayer dollars abroad for an international tax. That has now been ended. It also increases the university endowment tax that subjects the largest endowments, like, for example, Harvard University, Princeton University, Stanford University. There are large endowments at these universities that are teaching anti-American
Right.
to our students. Those endowments will be taxed and they will receive increased or be taxed at the highest rate. So on and on it goes. I think it's extremely important that just if you share those things with people you know, remind everyone that now Social Security will not be taxed. Remind seniors of that. That's
That's right. That's right.
likes it.
Remind people that are working as hairdressers and waiters, anybody that receives a tip for their services, they don't have to keep track of those tips. They will not be taxed on those tips. You will not be taxed on overtime. Police, firemen, first responders of any kind, people that are involved in the public sector and giving back to their communities will not be taxed on overtime. How beautiful is that? So
Yes.
I think that's very important. I think the
Okay.
Lincoln-Riley Act is
Yes.
another really big deal. People, even
Right.
Democrats, don't want to see young men in girls' sports working against the girls' or the young ladies' opportunity to win their individual
Sponsorships.
sports. And so I think that's extremely important as well. The Genius Act, I spoke at the Eagle Forum this last time and I talked about the Genius Act. That was signed into law on the 18th. That's going to protect the digital market. Really important that this president is working to protect the cyber market and the digital market and is promoting also AI advancement. You know, we're in a competition with China. China and Russia want to get ahead of the United States on AI development. It's important that the United States of America stays ahead of China, stays ahead of North Korea, stays ahead of Russia. Again, this is extremely important going forward in terms of its military applications, in terms of its medical applications. Dr. Thayer, I mean, this can certainly support the advancement of science in the medical industry. So, a lot of important developments happening. I also wanted to share this new law. I hope everybody, by the way, will call their United States senator. There's two in every state. There's two U.S. senators in every state, right? Let me give you their number. The number for your United States senator is 202 area code 224-3121. Now, that is the switchboard operator for your U.S. senator as well as your United States representative. Again, it's 202-224-3121. So call your representative, call your United States senator, talk to them about this. I wanted to share this real quick. Republicans are wanting to restore religious liberty to the pulpit. The HR, it's called HR 1025, it's called the Free Speech Fairness Act. Free Speech Fairness Act. So what it does, it amends the Internal Revenue Code to permit tax-exempt organizations to be able to make statements from the pulpit. So if you're a pastor and you know you're it's an election year and you know you want to say from the pulpit, let's vote our biblical values. What are our biblical values? You know, all of us should know. For example, I like to call people's attention to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, that says, those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those nations that curse Israel will be cursed, and all nations of the earth are blessed through Israel. Israel referring to the Jewish people. And if you look down through civilization, from the birth of Christ to the writing of the what we call the Torah, the first five books of Moses, and the Old Testament to the New Testament. They were written by Jewish individuals or the Hebrews inspired by God. Indeed, Jesus came from a Hebrew family. Mary and Joseph gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem, the city of David. And so when we look at Christianity, and we need to think about and consider that since the birth of Christ, civilization has been blessed through the Hebrew nation. But of course, those of you that have looked into, you know, scientific and medical breakthroughs down through the ages, there's been a tremendous contribution by this very small civilization called the Hebrew nation, or the Jewish people that had their statehood restored. So I think that that's important. I also wanted to mention to you that I thought it was extremely important that this additional bill has been introduced by Republicans. It's called H.R. 1710. It's called the PLO and PA Terror Payments Accountability Act. What is it? So, the United States of America has been giving your tax dollars to the Palestine Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority. President Trump, when he was president back in 2018, signed the Taylor Force Act. I've talked about that on your show before, Joe. Everybody will probably recall when I mentioned that Taylor Force was a veteran, he was a young man that fought in Iraq. and in Afghanistan, and lived, right? And lived, came back to the United States as a young man, as a veteran of wars, fighting against Islamic terrorism in those countries, and became an MBA student from at a university here in the United States, went to Israel as part of that MBA program with his new and young wife and his fellow students, and was stabbed to death by a Palestinian terrorist or a Muslim terrorist. They're just Arabs, Palestinians, Arabs. I don't know why they chose to run with that identity, but they're Arab Muslims, and was stabbed to death. And so President Trump signed the Taylor Force Act that said that the United States was not to give your tax dollar and my tax dollar to Palestinian groups. Any terrorist group was not allowed to be funded. But under the Biden administration, he broke federal law. The Democrats broke federal law. They broke the Taylor Force Act requirements, which basically stated that the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, the Palestinian Authority, which has been controlling certain territories that are there next to Israel, that they not pay people to murder innocent Israeli civilians. That's never stopped. It started before Israel was reborn in 1948. I mean, there were so many massacres by Arabs, like the Hebron massacre of 1929, in which every man, woman, child, and infant were murdered in Hebron. There was a community there. It was majority population of the well, it was all Jews. Hebron is a important spiritual site to the Jewish nation because of the patriarchs buried there, and people that you read about in the Torah or Old Testament. And it's a big deal to the Jewish community, and so, but they were all massacred. So that kind of terrorism, well, if you go back and you read the Bible, I mean, you look at Egypt. I mean, before Islam was even established, there was, Egyptian persecution against the Hebrew nation. But the point that I'm making is that it was illegal for our tax dollars to be used to support entities that pay people good money to kill innocent civilians. And so Republicans have come back. And they've asked that sanctions on any United States or foreign person or entity that is involved in directing, authorizing, being responsible for, or materially assisting anyone involved in the PLO and the PA. And of course, we have them all over our university campuses. We have them in our communities right here in California. You mentioned Bakersfield. I don't live in Bakersfield at this time, but my primary residence is there. I'm living in Orange County. There's a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism. I just, as I mentioned, I was speaking Sunday night, and I was going through a list, providing a list of issues that I think needed to be passed by Congress, and giving analysis on each. And in the end, a group of young men stood up and started spouting a lot of anti-Semitism and having free, free Palestine. It was on their t-shirts that they wore. And I was so disappointed. I didn't wasn't given an opportunity to point out that again, people that are supporting terrorism need to be sanctioned here in the United States. And whether they're a foreign entity or a foreign person or a US citizen, because this leads to violence. And this group of young men, I've noticed, go to every group I seem to attend, whether it's Republican Women Federated group or the Israel Foundation, or as I said, Eagle Forum, and just try to advocate anti-Semitism. So I think it's important that, in fact, Joe, can I just take a moment to explain what that expression means? Free,
Certainly.
free. Is when the newly formed United Nations, well, it was first the League of Nations, it became the United Nations, was formed. From the Jordan River to the Mediterranean, Despite the fact that the Jews in all the Allied nations had fought against the Nazis, and Jewish Americans fought against Imperial Japan, and they fought with the Allies to free the world from Nazism and Imperial Japan. Those that then went to Israel that survived the war, or Holocaust survivors, even Menachem Begin at the time, thought that because they worked with the Allies, against our enemies, would be given at least what now is Jordan and Israel and Gaza and part of what was Lebanon today, because that was all part of what was given to the Jews by God. If everybody looks at that scripture in chapter 15, verse 18, it says, "In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed I give this land from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates." Well, Euphrates starts in Turkey and it runs through Syria and Iraq. It goes all the way down to the Persian Gulf. The point that I'm making is the land that was given to the Hebrew nation has not been realized. And to those spiritual Jews, people like Menachem Begin when he was alive, and others that fought for Israel's independence, they expected that they would not be given this small piece from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. So when people stand up in your community and say, "Free, free Palestine," they're basically saying they want every Jew or Israeli expelled or killed from that area of from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean. So they want Israel completely annihilated. One of the things that the Arabs used to say, including the Arab League leadership, when Israel, right after World War II, when Israel was reborn in 48, they used to say, "We'll finish what Hitler never succeeded in doing." Ultimate solution. So this idea of free Palestine has been in the region and around the globe for years and years and years. And it's important that people understand this is not about, Jews and Arabs fighting. It's about an Islamic force that embraces a death cult that basically has said anybody that's not Islamic or is not Arab does not have a right to have any territory in the Middle East. And indeed, that's why the Ayatollah Khomeini, that led the revolution in Iran, said, "I want Islam established from one end of the earth to the other." It's why nuclear weapons have been developed in Iran. In fact, I was just reading, I wanted to show you the Iranian diplomat. His name is Ambassador Mohammad Hassan Abayane, said that Iran should obtain nuclear weapons. Iran is still talking about it. It's important to Iran. And the funny thing about it is, because Israel, this isn't talked about, by the way, at all. So this is sort of a new thing, I'm sure, for your audience. Israel made safe the airspace from Israel through Iran. What does that mean? So if you fly over for the United States or Israel to fly over Jordan or Syria or Iraq to get to Iran, that airspace is now free. You can do so, and you can do so safely. That was one of the benefits of Israel working to take out the nuclear sites in Iran, and the United States coming beside Iran and finishing the job with the bunker buster bombs, which we had never used before in the history, in history. So that was the first time we used that. It was an important development. It showed that they indeed worked. So what's interesting is, when one of the Iranian diplomats wanted to go to Geneva during that Israel-Iran war that lasted very briefly, they had to get permission from Israel to fly from Iran to Geneva. That's interesting. And now the ISIS leader, he says he's a former ISIS leader, the Islamic State leader in Syria, Al-Sharif, Hopefully he is a former ISIS leader. But the point is that Israel then took out the nuclear reactor in Syria, as you know, in 2007. But they also, just in this last year, took out the weapon systems, including their air defense missile systems, in Syria, so that the area again was safe. So when you think about making the world safe for democracy, we hear all about that from the Democrats. We need to remind Democrats that while they've wanted to sanction Israel, and indeed the Biden administration and Democrats came alongside the PLO and the Palestinian Authority, that has brought Israel, has said to the ICC, the International Criminal Court, that, oh, by the way, you need to arrest the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the entire leadership of Israel. They all arrest it. I mean, the fact that the PLO and the PA have done that is a sure sign that it's important that the United States not support that agenda, but support an ally that has literally made the Middle East a safer place for all allies, including the United States of America, and has led a peace initiative that has brought about peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, and is, and of course other nations there in the Persian Gulf area, and as well and other countries. You know, when you think about President Trump negotiating a settlement between the Armenians and Azerbaijan, Azerbaijan being a Muslim dominant country that has been part of, you know, the threat against the United States. But the fact that that peace agreement has been made between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and now between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda, talk about making the world safe for democracy. This is what's happening, and more American hostages are being brought back to the United States. And don't you just love it?
Yeah, Denise, this is so fantastic. I have a quick thought. Next week, we're going to let them call in some questions so you can really address the rest of those. Does Ron or Thayer's, do you have a question on this or a thought? This is so exciting. I'm amazed what this president can do. Just amazed. Anybody have a comment? So we're all going, yeah, I know you're thinking as we wrap today.
Well, I'm wondering what President Trump's chance of getting a peace award, Nobel Peace Prize, would be. But
I take that question seriously because I believe that, you know, Armenia and Azerbaijan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, the United Arab Emirates, Israel, Netanyahu wrote a letter to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. So I believe if I was a betting person, which I'm not, but if I was, I would bet that he will receive the Nobel Peace Prize. He's done too much. He's working very hard on the Ukraine-Russia dilemma. I just hope he gets harder on Russia because, as we all know, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is a war criminal. He has deliberately had his military attack hospitals and schools and homes. That is a violation of the Geneva Conventions and the rules of which are reflect the rules of war. He's a war criminal. Unlike Israel, who actually calls up everybody, has people calling everyone in the Gaza Strip.
And dropping flyers down, and everything else.
And does everything it possibly can
text
to
messages.
Move out civilians from an area that they're going to be moving into. But, of course, we know that the Arabs, quote-unquote Palestinians, have booby-trapped every single building, every single area in the Gaza Strip. So wherever Israel goes, I mean, it brings total devastation because either the civilian population is being blown up from the booby traps the Palestinians have set for the Israelis, or the Israelis are exploding them. But But can I say one more thing too? I'm
Sure, go
just
ahead. Yeah.
this thing about feeding an enemy population. I've been amazed that that only Israel has provided over 2 million tons of late, just of late. I'm not talking about over the years in terms of the millions of tons of humanitarian aid Israel has provided, but this year, over 2 million tons of humanitarian aid to an enemy population that supports the Islamic resistance movement, which is Hamas, or the PLO or the PA, that pays people to murder innocents. So I guess I don't understand. The United States wasn't busy feeding Nazi supporters or the Japanese during World War II or World War I. Why is it incumbent on Israel to feed an enemy population that has wholly supported terrorism against Israeli innocents? And we know the civilians came in after Hamas into southern Israel to torture and kill anybody that Hamas accidentally, unbeknownst to them, left alive and loot and steal.
It makes no sense at all, Ron. Yeah, you got a thought there, Ron? That's.
Oh no! I think it's
Oh, I
one of
thought you were
the,
talking about.
I think one of Israel's biggest downfalls is its constant listening to voices outside its country about what it should do for its own safety. I think it's one of the biggest mistakes they've ever made. They let
Well,
everyone
but
else
they're trying.
dictate what they should and shouldn't do, and then they basically do things that endanger their soldiers and their country. For I mean, out of compassion, but also out of satisfying the requirements of other countries, which makes no
Like
sense to me.
Christian, like our Christian faith teaches, like Christ taught or taught the Gentiles and the Jews, but also the Hebrew in the books of Moses and in the Hebrew scriptures or the Old Testament, it states, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, might, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as yourself. So while Jews are thinking the covenant with Moses and how we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves, we as Christians think about that too. But I still, recall the world wars that we had to fight in our nation state. Why? Why?
No one's ever done
That is the one criticism I have of the administration is why do we have to keep talking about feeding an enemy population until the war is won? Okay, after the war is won and we've destroyed Hamas in its
Then,
entirety, okay, we can go home and
rebuild.
start, providing humanitarian aid. But during a war, when
No one's ever done it. No country's ever done it.
no one
No country's ever been required to
in
do it.
history of civilization has ever done that,
Well,
and it's
the other
incredible.
unique thing about Israel that also that people, I mean, of course, the media is a part of the whole propaganda. I've met Arab Jews who are Palestinian Jews. I've met Somali Jews. It's amazing that the multi-faceted people that are in Israel and in Israel, which again boggles your brain, Arabs, both Palestinian Arab and other Jordanians who come there become citizens. They have the right to vote. They have the right to travel. They have the right. They can do anything they want. And then you ask yourself the question, what stops
Free
other
Palestine?
Palestinians
What does
from?
that mean, free Palestine?
Yes,
Because they
exactly.
can go to any university or
Anything they
college
want.
in Israel. They can be doctors, lawyers, politicians. They can become members of the Knesset if they get elected, and they
People work.
do.
They work there every day. Go back and forth across the border. There's
Exactly. They have
nothing.
total freedom to worship in a mosque, to go to the Temple Mount. So, in terms of work, politics, and religion,
Travel.
they have travel, they have total freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to peacefully assemble and a petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 1 of the United States Constitution. They have the same rights that Americans have in the United States. What are they talking about, free Palestine? Free them for what? Of what is my question?
Yeah.
I
It's
don't
a
think they care about truth.
state
No.
that's not
They don't.
related.
I think you said up front. I think we have this weird idea that Islam is this radical religion, and I keep trying to remind people this is not a religion. It is a totalitarian, violent, extremist ideology,
Yes.
and people don't understand the way that we are giving this Christians given the mandate to go into the world and preach the gospel and to convert the world through the gospel. Islam is obligated to go and dominate the world and set up a caliphate. That is
It
every
states
Muslim's
that in the
responsibility.
Quran. It
Yes,
states that in the
it's not
Quran.
right. So
Yeah.
this
And it
idea
states
that
in
somehow
the
you can live peacefully with them is absolute insanity. It makes no sense.
Not at
Well,
all.
you can as long as they remain in a weakened state that they won't fight back. It's when they
Exactly.
become the majority population that we'll see violence. And
Well,
that's also
ask
in the
Dearborn
teaching of the
and a
Quran.
couple other places. It's starting here and it will continue.
Yeah.
Texas, by the way, has the second largest Muslim population in the United States outside of New York and California. And we have two Muslim communities here, built entire giant communities,
Yeah.
houses, neighborhood, masjid, mosque, right? And they're looking to build another one.
Islam. Right.
They try to
Yes.
sell it
I know.
too, like Ron, like you're saying. I've talked to someone, I was in seminary there, and they try to tell you, no, we're very peace loving. It's not what we're like at all. Those are a few radicals. No, it's the core value, like Ron said. It's right where it is. We're going to have to watch our time here. And, boy, Denise, I think we're going to let them call through some questions next week. We'll pop them through, and if Stephanie can handle those pitches for us as they come in, maybe next week, some of those questions, and let them direct this to you, because I know there's a lot of people that really, really appreciate what you said tonight, especially what we're looking at right now. That's what
Can
we're
I
looking
mention one other thing real quick? Because I'm
at.
actually not
I've
sure.
got 2 minutes. I need to make a spot for our show too. So I'm going to have to go ahead, take 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, HR 3883 making the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization is really important too, that we can
Extremely.
understand. The Muslim Brotherhood is foundational to the PLO and to Hamas and to every other terrorist organization. It's
Give me that
important.
number again. Give me that number.
It's
HR
HR 3883.
3883.
Muslim Brotherhood is a Terrorist Organization Act of 2025. It's very important because it will prevent them from being able to enter the United States and they can be sanctioned. It's a
Now,
big deal. We
boy,
have
now's the
income.
time to do it. Get on, learn that now. Make sure we'll get that out to them. And boy, ladies and gentlemen, I told you you're gonna like this. How's your cramp? Is your pin hand cramps yet? Okay. This is great, Denise. Stephanie, go ahead.
Yes, my hand is cramped. I took
Is
one.
it okay? Okay.
We're so glad you hang out with us. Thank you for spending your Monday evening with us or whenever you listen to the recordings. I want to guide you to the website, which is bbsradio.com/raising expectations. Don't worry if you do the slash wrong, it won't work, and then you'll figure it out. At the top, there are ways that you can donate, and we greatly appreciate that. I always talk about foregoing a meal or a coffee or whatever to help contribute. And then if you scroll down, you can listen to prior shows. Like I mentioned, Scott Turner's, you could put right in there and search, and you'll find him really fantastic, right? You can listen to the other ones that Denise has been on here and the things she's talked about. If you continue down, you can learn about each of us as co-hosts, how to connect with us. Pastor Joe loves getting your feedback. He kind of puts that all together for us. And so please reach out. We love to hear what you guys have to say, what you think. And then if you keep going down, you'll see my husband and then also Pastor Joe's book. There's another way to donate there. So we just thank you for hanging out with us. And as always, sharing the show, commenting on the different platforms also helps us. So thank you for all those different ways. Oh, and here is Denise's website. And I don't know what to say.
I don't
Denise.
even know if it's still up, but if people would like me to speak at their organization, my number is 661-747-1829.
Thank you. Perfect segue. Okay, back to you, Joe.
Perfect
Hey,
timing.
almost
Perfect
made
timing. One more time on that number, Denise. Give us 15 seconds on it.
661-747-1829. If you'd like for me to address your organization, there's lots of things I'd like
Bingo.
to talk about.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Steph, thanks. You do that so well. And thanks for the support on that. That's good. One of these times we'll do it when she's not, didn't get to be with us. That'll work out good. Appreciate that. Ron, thanks, brother. Good to have you. Good to see you tonight, bro. All right. And thanks for your
Pleasure.
input. And Thayers, God bless you both. Congratulations on your son. This is great for Brandon. Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And Denise, we're going to get things coming in. I'll get them to you. And next week, I think we could talk this week, but maybe we'll put you up or I can have questions come in, some of them, and we can screen them. TJ's real good at that. We'll run them to Steph. Steph can do a million things at once. It's amazing. So,
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure I can get the time off to
oh,
do
okay.
next
Well,
week's show,
we've
but
got
I'm
you out
working
there.
on it. So I'll confirm that
Yeah.
later with
Okay.
you.
Yeah. We've
We'll
got
pay
you
you
well
well.
if you do come.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Otherwise, yeah.
Right.
No, that'll be good. We got people checking those
Your
days.
time's
Some
really
people couldn't
good.
be here this week. They said, we'll be here next week. So that's good. Yeah. All right. All
Thanks.
right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in tonight. God bless you and keep you. And think about the things. Pray about the things you've heard tonight and apply them and think
Yes,
about
yes.
them and watch what God will do. Have a great week. Remember, the Lord walks with you and follow those steps, like it says, the steps He's prepared for you. And we'll see you next week. God bless and keep you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.